Public hearings.
Case number 12684, Aiden Casa seeks variances from the side yard setback, rear yard setback, and stable structure for personal keeping of animals, setback requirements for existing structures. Sections 115.20, 115.25, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Seaford Road, approximately 0.474 miles south of Bethel Road, Camp Road. The 911 address is 30016 Seaford Road, Laurel. The zoning district is AR1. The tax parcel is District 232, Map 12, Parcel 32. The applicant is seeking a 50-foot variance from the 50-foot rear yard setback requirement for an existing stable, a 31-foot and 24-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing stable, a 5-foot variance and 15-foot variance from the 50-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing stable. Also, a 5.2-foot and 4.5-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback for an existing detached garage, a 4.2-foot and a 3.9-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for an existing addition, porch, and steps. We have 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return.
Is the applicant present?
And board, if I may, we have staff on hand to possibly help the applicant if needed.
Yeah, I understand we have an interpreter here. So I don't know if the applicant, how we want to handle this. We don't have this come up very often. Mr. Casas, yes. Is that right? Can you step up to the microphone? Okay. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Su nombre y dirección para el
record. Alan Casas. Mi nombre es Alan Casas. La dirección es 30016 Seaford Road, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Que si usted jura que todo lo que usted va a decir es la verdad, todo lo verdad, nada más que la verdad.
Yo juro.
Says he swears.
All right, now, what we will do is you have an opportunity to present your case. Your interpreter will interpret anything that we ask you and what you state. I don't know if you need to interpret anything.
Okay, dice que usted tiene la oportunidad de decir su caso, que yo le puedo traducir a ellos lo que usted quiere decir. Okay.
If you have any exhibits that you wish to submit, you can give them to Ms. Norwood at the end.
Pregunta el señor que si usted tiene ni exhibitos, mapas, fotos, que si no los ha entregado a la señora, que lo puede entregar en este momento.
He doesn't have anything, sir.
Thank you. All right, you may present your case, and we will be patient, and hopefully you'll be the same with us.
Okay, tiene la oportunidad de presentar su caso, señor.
No sé qué decir, no vaya.
Okay, he says that he really hasn't done anything like this before. I think he's been approached that he has to move a barn or a granary inside between his in his property that was not built up to code or so and such. So he's looking to see if there's any possible way that he can remediate that, fix that issue, or if it has to be removed, that he's willing to remove it.
Before we get too far, Ms. Norwood, perhaps it'd be, what I'm thinking is it might be easier if we're able to present line by line what the variances are and present that to the applicant so he knows what this board is considering, and then that may allow him to more clearly address any of those concerns.
Okay, so for the existing barn, it's over the rear yard property line. It has to be. Does he have horses? Let's ask that for.
Okay.
That first?
¿Usted tiene caballos en su propiedad? ¿Cuántos?
Dos.
He has 2 horses in the property.
Okay. Because the houses are in there, or horses are in there, it has to be 50 feet from all lot lines.
Okay.
This barn doesn't meet that requirement, so we need to either move it into compliance, or he's asking the board to allow it to stay 50 feet from the 50-foot requirement.
Okay.
If that makes sense. So we have the 50-foot variance from the rear yard, 50-foot setback. From the 50-foot setback requirement, we're asking if he wants to keep it, a 50-foot variance. On the sides, he'd have the same requirement of 50 feet. So you have to have 31-foot variance and a 24-foot variance. And then on the opposite side is a 5-foot variance and a 15-foot variance. All these are from the 50-foot setback requirement because of the horses. It would either need to be moved into compliance, removed altogether, or then ask if the board will grant the variances.
Okay. Lo que dice la señora es que para la cochera de los caballos, el edificio, tiene que moverlo unos pies para que esté... Is this 50 feet off?
50 feet from
Okay. Tiene que estar 50 pies de la propiedad. Ellos dicen que si usted puede moverlo, que se puede, pero si no puede... Okay. He said it's already, it's built, it's welded, into, it's built into the ground. So that's why he's asking the committee to see if it can stay.
Is it, my understanding that building was already there.
Cuando usted compró la casa, ese edificio ya estaba ahí? Yes, it was. It was already there when he built the house. When he bought the house.
He bought the property. Do you want to stop there and, or just go with the next?
How about if, board, if you don't mind, I think I could ask questions of the applicant to build up the record. And certainly if you all had any additional questions, we could chime in. But I think that may be the easiest way of approaching it. And what I was envisioning was going by structure. I think that might be cleaner and easier for the applicant to address without us perhaps missing anything in translation. So, Mr. Casas, do you have a copy of this in front of you?
Que si tiene una copia del mapa.
It's the survey that you submitted with your record.
Yes, a map here of the parcel, I believe.
And I believe it's dated October 1, 2021 in the bottom right-hand corner?
Yes.
Okay, so we're looking at the same thing. There's a, the first thing that we're looking at is this stable in the rear of the property.
The one that's existing barn?
Yes.
Okay, estamos viendo este edificio aquí, señor.
Your testimony is that that barn was there when you bought the property.
Su testimonio es que este edificio aquí estaba aquí cuando usted compró la propiedad.
No.
No, that one was not.
Okay. Who built that one?
¿Quién hizo ese edificio? He built it himself.
When did you build that?
¿Cuándo lo construyó usted?
8 años
atrás. He said somewhere between 7-8 years ago.
Have you had any complaints?
¿Alguien se ha quejado por el edificio?
No, no complaints.
Is that where you house your horses?
Ahí es donde tiene los caballos.
Yes, sir.
It looks to me that it's right on the property line. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
Parece que dice el señor que parece que está en la línea de la propiedad. Okay, he said that it's 2 feet within the property line and then it backs up right into the to railroad tracks.
So there's railroad tracks to the rear of your property?
Dice que si hay vías de yes.
How are you able to maintain it while staying on your property?
¿Cómo usted puede mantener la este de, I can't think of the word for barn. ¿Cómo usted puede mantener este edificio para quedarse en su propiedad?
Maintain it as in how?
Well, if it needed repair,
oh, okay, si necesita
power washing.
Si necesita hacer power wash o pintado o construido. Okay.
He says it's a. He tries to keep it as best as he can, and has it's has a metal roof and doesn't need to be power washed very frequently.
And he's no tiene necesita reparos no, al momento. And he says there are no repairs needed at this time.
Do you have a septic system on your property?
¿Tiene un sistema de séptico?
Sí.
Yes.
Where is that located?
¿Es donde está locado el sistema de séptico? Probably from the
could,
way.
Could you walk up and show?
Sí, si lo puede apuntar donde está ahí, en la propiedad. Somewhere around that area.
Right about where the 353 is on the map.
Yes, sir.
Okay, now looking also on this, in the rear of the property, there's a small structure.
The one right on the corner?
Yes.
Okay, viendo esta mapa dice que hay una, que está un edificio aquí.
Okay.
Okay, nada más es un techo?
Sí.
No está encerrado nada? ¿Y qué mantiene ahí?
No.
Nada? Okay. Oh, okay. He says that, what's the question about that existing building? Because he already has an answer for what he uses.
Okay. The shed in the rear,
mm-hmm.
is that still there?
Okay, it's not really a shed. It's just a roof, and I guess he has poles stuck to it. He says that he takes the horses out there and ties them up so they can get some fresh air when they're not inside the barn. But if it needs to be removed, he's willing to remove it.
Did you put that on the property, or was that there
usted
when you bought
eso en la propiedad? Yes, sir, he did.
Have there been any complaints about that structure?
¿Alguien se ha quejado de esa estructura?
No.
He says no, but none that he can think of, sir.
Okay.
Now going down a little further, there appears to be a structure about middle of the property.
Okay, the other existing shed here?
Did you build that?
No. He said he did not build that one.
Have you had any complaints about that shed?
¿Alguien se ha quejado de ese edificio?
No.
And is that used for storage?
¿Y para qué lo usa ese edificio?
Bodega.
¿Bodega que guarda?
Materiales de trabajo. Herramientas, materiales de trabajo.
Okay. He says he uses it to store work materials and his tools.
And then below that we have, appears to be a house with an addition.
Now we're looking towards the front?
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you build the house?
¿Usted hizo la casa? No, he did not build the house.
How about the addition? Did you build the addition?
¿Usted hizo la adición? Yes, he built the addition.
When did you build that?
¿Cuándo hizo la adición? About 3 years ago.
Did you get permits?
¿Usted hizo permiso? ¿Buscó permisos? No, he did not.
Have there been any complaints about that addition?
¿Alguien se ha quejado de esa adición?
No.
No.
Did you build it yourself or did you have a contractor do it?
¿Usted la hizo usted mismo o usted contrató un contratista? Okay, him and a friend built it, but he did not hire anyone. Okay. He said that due to lack of permits, someone
del condado vino,
he said an inspector came from the county and did an inspection, and he was cited for some repairs that needed to be done, so it would be up to code, and those repairs were done.
The first standard that the board has to consider on any variances is whether there's some unique physical condition to the property.
La primera cosa que el grupo de estos caballeros se fija que si hay un extremo algo difícil para la propiedad, eso es la primera cosa que ellos dicen. Okay.
What is unique about this property?
¿Qué es lo que usted piensa que es difícil o único de esta propiedad? Pues usted escribió en su aplicación que es muy chiquita y muy larga. ¿Usted piensa que eso es porque usted eso hizo las reparaciones así?
Tal vez sí.
he says he finds no actual difficulties, or he also doesn't kind of understand the question. It could be the way that I'm asking it.
He's got the application. I mean, do you want him to just ask that? You know, he can answer through his application.
Yeah. Do you have the application?
Yes, I do. I have it right here.
So what you did here was your application.
Okay. Esta fue una aplicación. ¿Alguien le ayudó a hacer esta aplicación?
Sí.
¿Quién? Okay.
Okay, he said he was helped filling out the application by the same person that I guess helped him do this map, I guess the planner. So I guess as best as they could, they both collided brains and filled out the application. The first criteria is shown on that application. That's the first question this board has to address.
Okay, the uniqueness
of property. That's the question on the uniqueness. Okay. So I don't know if that helps you in asking
okay.
him.
Déjeme preguntar esta pregunta. Que si usted piensa que hay alguna algo único físicamente de las circunstancias de la condición de la propiedad, puede ser que esté muy, muy ancha, muy chiquita, que esté muy larga, que esté muy corta, o algo excepcional topográfical, que si no está muy plana, tenga baches, o alguna otra, otra condición física que le podría afectar a que usted tenga que esté... Que, algo que le pueda afectar que no pueda estar en código. He says no, but clearly someone wrote here that the lot is long and narrow. So, but he says besides that, there's nothing, no difficulties or anything.
Would you be able to move the barn and shed into compliance?
The barn, we're talking about the existing barn all the way at the back. And which shed are we in, which shed are we talking about?
We'll talk the ones in the rear.
The ones in the rear. Okay, dicen que si usted podría mover este edificio, los pies que se necesitara para estar en para que esté en código. He said he says he believes he will. But then going back to what he said about the back shed in the corner, he said that he could bring that down if need be. Okay. Okay. He says that he would have to tear down the entire barn and move it because, as what he said before, it's already planted to the ground.
I don't know if the board has any questions.
I just want to confirm that the two buildings in the back are not on are not over the property line.
Ms. Norwood, do you know the answer to that?
Looking at the survey, it appears that. They are over the property line. The 1.8 feet over and 1.3 foot. And then the smaller shed is a little less than a foot.
Would there be, if you would ask him, if there would be any way structurally to take that backside in a certain amount and still keep the integrity of the building?
Are we talking about the existing barn?
Yes, the existing
okay.
barn.
Just to make it so it's right.
Take it, take it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lo que está pasando aquí, señor, lo que ellos están viendo es que este edificio está de un lado 1.8 pies pasando su línea y en la parte de atrás está 1.3 pies. Lo que preguntan los señores que si sería posible que usted pudiera modificar eso para que no esté cruzando la línea y todavía mantener la integridad del edificio. Yeah, he said that he could move it maybe 2 feet, possibly.
In?
And to the property line, yes. And then, as he said before, the existing shed in the corner, he said that he could tear it down if need be or move it between, because it looks like it's almost a foot over his line. Is that what we're talking about? Y el problema con esta no lo tendría que mover, no lo tenía que tirar, nada más lo tendría que mover. Solamente parece que es un pie de este lado y otro pie del otro lado para que esté en su línea. He said that he could also do that as well.
Okay. But I was a little confused. Did he build this building, the building...
The barn?
Over the, yes, because I was confused. I heard one thing or the other.
Yes, he...
Okay, so that one, okay. All right, just wanted to make sure then. So he would be willing to at least take it off the property line and then some?
Yes, and then, like he said, the little corner roof, he would also be willing to move it as well. That one would be much easier to move than the other barn.
Any other questions from the board?
What do we have for the house?
The existing dwelling, there's no front yard issue. We have the side yard, a 4.2-foot variance, a 3.9-foot variance for the existing dwelling with the porch and the steps there on the side.
And then there's variance.
And then there's the detached garage right behind it, a 5.2-foot and a 4.5-foot.
And just want to confirm, there's a railroad line behind the house, correct?
Yes. Hay una línea de tren por detrás. ¿Es activo pasa el tren? Sí. Yes.
Thank you.
And it is active. The train, I assume it is, the train does go by.
Has he talked to anybody from the railroad about the fact that his building's on their property?
From the railroad?
Mm-hmm.
¿Ha hablado usted alguien con la compañía del tren de que su edificio está en la propiedad? ¿Nadie se ha quejado? No, he said he hasn't talked to anybody and nobody has raised any issues or complaints with him.
Yeah. Well, I guess this is maybe a question for Ms. Norwood. Which, when I'm looking here, which is the addition that Mr. Sharp was talking about?
I think I was mistaken. I have a very fuzzy survey here. I don't have the big one. So I thought the area between it was an addition. It appears that it's a detached garage and there's a concrete pad between it. So
gotcha.
When I was saying addition, I meant detached garage. Apologize for that.
Did he build the detached garage?
Este garage que está aquí en la casa, ¿usted lo hizo? Yes, he built it himself, sir.
But he did not build the house.
Pero usted no hizo la casa. No, he did not build the house.
Okay. All right, that's all I have for now.
Ms. Norwood, how did this come to the county?
There was a report of a complaint that came in for building without a permit. The constable went out, and then, as far as they told to contact us, maybe once the survey was...
Was it one of those things the constable found on its own, or was it a complaint from...
I believe it was... We got a... The county got a phone call.
If we can explain to him just so he understands that, I mean, that looking at the house and we see that, but with the barn being on that property, there's going to have to be, there's going to have to be some kind of remediation done to that to get that off of that property.
Right.
Question is, I don't know. I didn't see the square footage of the barn. I know it's, but how far could? I know he said something about 2 feet off. I want to kind of understand that more, so we know if we were to grant this today, what we actually are granting, and how far he would come off, and still have that be safe and off the property line enough where he could safely. Because there is a railroad track back there where
yes.
He could safely maintain it when he has to maintain it.
Okay.
We would like to know that.
Okay. Lo que el señor pregunta, señor, es que ellos están viendo que quieren preguntar que cuál sería la máxima distancia que usted podría hacer ese edificio más corto adentro de su propiedad para que usted a salvo la pudiera mantener del lado detrás por la, porque ahí está la vía. Ellos piensan, ellos preguntan como cuánto usted cree que usted pueda mover el edificio, recortarlo y que todavía el edificio mantenga su integridad y que esté a salvo para usted mismo y para los caballos. Okay, he says possibly maximum 2 feet, he says. Because then he says that it would be too small for the horses.
2 feet would barely get him off that property
right.
line.
Mm-hmm.
4 inches, maybe 2 inches.
Yeah. Pues es que dos pies más le daría como unas 4 pulgadas de esa línea, que 4 pulgadas no sería. Okay, he's asking that is there a maximum that you guys would like him to move it and see, and he would see if it would maintain the building's integrity.
That would.
I think that one would be one that if. I think he, you would need to come with a proposal of how that would work. One of the things that's difficult with stables, which is what that structure is,
mm-hmm.
is that it's subject to a 50-foot setback from all lot lines
mm-hmm.
and has to be no closer than 100 feet from any dwelling on any neighboring lands. Am I correct in that, Ms. Norwood?
Correct.
I think he should.
Okay. Can you repeat the numbers again for me?
So the stable can be no closer than 50 feet from any lot line.
Okay. Eso lo que dicen los señores es que esto es considerado un establo. Y un establo no puede estar más. You said 100, right?
And 100 feet from any dwelling okay. on adjacent land.
Okay. No puede estar más cerca de 100 pies de una casa y de alguna otra línea de propiedad. Ese es uno de los problemas.
I think what the board would need is, because this is a rather ambiguous kind of proposal, we would need some clarity on where that would be going. And I think any neighbor would want to know that as well.
Okay. Preguntan que lo que usted tendría que hacer es hacer un plan de posiblemente un nuevo edificio. And he would have to speak with his neighbors about it.
It would be helpful,
okay,
I
también,
would think.
Sí, usted podría hablar con sus vecinos para ver si habría algún problema para que usted pueda hacer un plan que, y que también estuviera bien con ellos.
So, should we leave this open?
I think, we don't know if there's anybody here. It sounds like the county did receive some level of a complaint at one point, so I don't know if that was from a neighbor. Maybe that neighbor's here on the phone. I think we should entertain any comments from the public, and then the board could determine, if we wanted to leave the record open for further information or not. So.
Before we do that, any other questions from the board? Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12684? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12684? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one standing by.
Thank you. I don't want to close the public hearing just in case there is to be left open, correct?
Or could discuss it, see what you want to do.
I know there's an issue with the septic. I know that kind of pinched him a little bit. But at the same time, where that is currently is just my thoughts on that. It's not safe.
Yeah.
I hate to see the man completely have to rebuild that. Maybe add on to the front and take off the back. I don't know. So it can remain functional. Need to have a plan.
My concern is if we try to make him move the whole stable forward, we're just making it closer to other dwellings, at least on the rear, like he is, he's further away from other dwellings. Just a thought that I had, but I tend to think that if he can modify that stable where it's at and get it more on his side of the property line, that might be a best case. Mr. Sharp, we can make this conditional on him getting a building permit for it, right? And so that would ensure that it's structurally sound, because the plant building, we'd have to check that.
Yep, could do that. And that would go for all the structures. Because, mm-hmm. Except the dwelling, I think, has probably got one, but I don't know about the other structures.
This lot is, I saw it right, 360.
366
07. And that house there is pretty much flush with it.
If I may, there is an active building permit for the structures currently. For the horse barn, a detached garage, a lean-to. And, but it's being inspected by different
stages. It's a building permit for the current stable? Not if he proposed to change it,
I guess,
or if we asked him to change it.
He could modify the permit.
Yeah.
So I don't feel comfortable approving something that's right on the property line.
Absolutely not. If he could.
Granted, I mean, I understand what's back there, and that I'm sure there's open space and all that, but the man has to be able to maintain his structures on his property.
Right. It would probably be important for him to go to his neighbors and see if he can if he could build something that was 100 feet away from all those adjacent properties from the homes, if he could somehow squeeze that into a better plan. I think.
What about the idea of adding towards the front and then taking out towards the back? Mm-hmm.
But we would need a plan.
Right.
We would need to know what we're approving is what we're getting at.
Okay.
If he built within the building envelope back line,
which is
I'm assuming the dotted line is the building envelope buildable.
Yes, for principal structure. This
right.
Horse barn.
I understand.
Okay.
Well, my question would be, is that if you built back back wall on the back side of the building envelope line, would he still be 100 feet from structures and not complicate his septic system?
That's what I was thinking.
We don't have measurements to his neighbor's dwellings, but
he would be the closest to himself.
Perhaps we've had a lot of conversations, but I haven't heard. I'm sure the applicant would probably like to hear some of this.
Right.
So I'm going to ask a question of the applicant that might sum this up.
Okay.
Are you still in contact with your surveyor who prepared this?
¿Usted todavía está en contacto con la persona que lo ayudó a hacer esto?
Sí.
Yes. Would you be able to prepare a plan that brings that rear stable, the structures in the rear yard, off the rear property line, as far off the rear property line as possible,
okay,
while still maintaining the integrity of the septic system?
Okay. You mean of the building or the septic system?
Both.
Both, okay. Lo que pregunta el señor es que él quiere que usted se vea con la persona que usted hizo. Que ustedes hablen, y si necesitan ayuda usted me puede hablar a mí, de alguna forma mover este edificio, como cortarle atrás y hacer enfrente, o afortunadamente derribarlo todo y hacerlo en donde sería apropiado. Yeah, he says he's willing to do it.
How long do you think it would take for that plan to be able to be presented to the board?
¿Cuánto piensa usted que usted puede hacer ese plan para poderlo presentar? He said about maybe a couple weeks, maybe a month.
Thank you.
I'm guessing depending on how he can get with the planner and work something out.
Right.
I know we have a meeting on the 6th of June, but then we don't have another one. There's Juneteenth kind of falls on our next Monday. So we haven't, I think we're the week, the Monday before the 27th. So I just let the board know that calendar.
He also says that he's willing, he can, it would be a financial burden, but he's willing to demolish the whole back property and build it within the right measurements that need be. He just wants to know who would guide him to do that.
I don't know that it's possible for him to build a stable on that property without a variance.
Right. So I guess now reading for what he wrote on his application, his lot being narrow and long, I guess that's what that comment comes to, why it wasn't built properly. So.
And I'll just say this, we'd have to be careful because this is all under oath. So any statements you're making are the ones he's making.
Yes.
So I just want to make sure we're clear on that.
Kevin, to the last meeting in June to come back with a plan?
Well, our first meeting in July might be better.
Could do that too. I believe we skip a because of the 4th, so it's July 11th. Yeah, we kind of get a little category here.
So we just have the early meeting in June and then nothing again until July. Is that
no, we have one on June 27th.
Oh, okay.
So we skip a week and then we.
Gotcha. I misunderstood.
July 18th.
Yeah, we're back to back weeks in July.
If we're going to, if that were to be the case, would the public hearing, would it need to be closed?
No, what I think we would do is we would leave the record open for the applicant to submit a proposal regarding the structures in the rear of the property and relocating them, and to leave the record open for any comments from the applicant, the public, or the board specific only to that new proposal.
At a certain date?
Yes. Yeah, so you could say that proposal has to be into the board by, you know, the 20th of June, and then it'd be set for a hearing on June 27th if you wanted those dates.
You're just throwing dates?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, certainly the board can choose its timeline.
Would anyone like to adopt that as their motion and provide
I'll make a motion.
Second. Motion and a second. Do you know what dates? I mean, would you
the
like
20 to be submitted by the 20th for the 27th of this meeting?
Motion and a second
for the limited purpose of just this proposed
for the relocation of the two existing structures in the rear of the property to show where they would be relocated on this property.
Yes, that's my motion.
Do we need to take action on the home?
No, because you could do that at that meeting.
So I want to make sure the maker understands.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Okay. Motion and a second. Dr. Carson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
Mr. Corman.
Aye.
Mr. Werfel.
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 12684 has been left open for, and if you can explain that to him, for that plan that we're looking for.
Okay.
And it's to be turned in June 20th
and
for the meeting June 27th. If he cannot provide that by then, he needs to let the county know.
Okay. So can you say those dates for me again, please?
If you want, we could take a recess and I can have a conversation with the applicant through the interpreter. That may be the easiest thing.
Okay.
If you want to, so we can go ahead and
If that's, I think that may be the easiest thing after we vote on the motion.
Okay.
Then I can explain it.
Got it.
Before he has Mr. Casas as a question. Are the only issues that we're talking about just due to those back two buildings, or is there anything else wrong with his house that needs to be fixed?
The motion is only as to those two.
Right, but he wasn't called here for anything else, or is there other issues with the house or anything else?
We have variance requests for the other structure.
Okay, so that will be coming up as well?
All at once.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
And I'll explain that. We'll have a recess so I can just make sure.
I'm going to, you know, I'll just finish it off. Case with a vote of 5-0, case number 12684 has been left open for the plans we are asking for due by the June 20th for the meeting June 27th. And like I said, if he can't provide that by then, please to let us know.
Okay, esta junta va a ser hecha, se va a dejar abierta para el 20.
You said the 27th of June?
We would need the plans.
The plans are due the 22nd. Okay, los planes nuevos para el nuevo edificio.
20th.
Los quieren, the 20th?
Yes.
Los quieren para el 20 de junio, para la junta que va a ser la semana después, el 27. Okay, vamos a tomar un receso. Vamos a hablar entre el abogado, usted y yo, y creo que vamos a regresar a hablar de los otros problemas que hay en la propiedad. Okay?
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. We're going to take a 5-minute recess, Mr. Sharp.
Yes.